It does. Things happen kind of fast. Straight off the plane and get into business. So excited for the opportunity. Very thankful and fortunate they gave me a shot to come in and compete. So really just excited about getting in the playbook and meeting my teammates and trying to catch up with these guys. I'm a little bit behind, so I've got a lot of work to do.
Getting that phone call is always a good feeling, I'm sure. But getting that phone call from the Broncos, what was that like?
It was awesome. It was awesome. It was very unexpected. Being at home the last couple of months, just training, trying to stick to what I know the right thing to do is train, you know, and it's hard when the phone's quiet. But, you know, the man upstairs always has a plan, and I believe in it. And just stuck close to my loved ones and got the call from the Broncos and told my mom about it at Subway. We had a little lunch and then made my way on up. So, like I said, I'm very excited to just have an opportunity to be back on the field and try to come in here and help a team.
Where were you? What were you doing this morning when you got the call?
Well, I was actually in Mississippi, heading to mom and dad's house, waiting for mom to get off of work. And she got off work, and I told her the news, so she was a little bit excited, to say the least. And after that, I hit the highway, had to drive down to New Orleans, hop on a plane, and get up here as soon as I could. So, like I said, everything happened quick, but I'm happy to be here. I really am, and great organization. Played against these guys a lot, and just crazy to be on the other side. But however it goes, just another step in the journey, and I'm very thankful.
What is it that you're hoping to bring to that running back room?
Just some stability, man, whatever that may be. You know, I don't really care what my role is. They got some talented guys in there. And, you know, for me to come in and say that I can do one certain thing, I can't say that. You know, all I'm trying to do is come in there and find a role. And whatever coach and the mask of me, whatever my teammates need of me, I just want to be that guy that they can depend on and lead on. So I'm just coming in trying to better this team the best way I know how.
Steven, can you talk about your journey from 2012 when you're on top of the world with 1,200 yards? And what's happened since then? It's been some difficulties since then.
I'll say this, man. This game, you can't take it for granted. And it's all about opportunity. And, you know, to be in an organization where you're getting the ball, you know, 12, 15 times a game, and you're young, you're running around, you're enjoying it, and, you know, you have an injury. And once you have an injury, you know, it's kind of like things go south. And, you know, you really never know. You never know what each day is going to bring. You never know when your opportunity is going to be gone or when you're going to have it. So every day you really just have to capitalize and realize that we really do have the best job in the world playing in the NFL. And it's a dream come true. And that's why I'll say multiple times, I'm very thankful to have another shot because, you know, every step along the way, I've just been trying to get to a place where I can get an opportunity to show that I'm back and I can do something and help contribute. So I'm just coming in here to work hard, you know, noses in the dirt, and I'm just trying to come in here, like I said, and better myself, better this team, and do whatever I can to help this team be productive. So it's been a long journey, and I'm excited about it and not scared of challenges at all. So if this is the opportunity that's at stake, man, I'm diving into it full speed, and I'm going to do my best to help out.
Did you actually have a workout then before you signed? Is that how it worked?
Say it again.
Did you actually have a workout earlier today then with these guys before you signed?
I did.
That's pretty impressive to get off the airplane with what you've been through and still have a workout that's impressive enough to get them to agree to keeping you here.
Man, you got to come in here and be prepared, you know, and that's the thing. You don't know when that opportunity is going to come. I might not get another workout if it wasn't for this one today. So really, I'm running on about 3 hours of sleep. And crashed on the plane, so the flight was pretty short, you know. And I just got here and, like I said, hit the ground running and worked out. And, like I said, just answered a lot of prayers. A lot of people praying for me that I get another shot. And, you know, for it to come through today, I just got a lot of people that I got to, you know, make proud. So I'm trying to come in here and do what I can.
Do you have anyone you're familiar with on this team that you know?
A lot of guys. Vaughn, you know, Demarius, played with Tlaib a little bit. Me and Jamal crossed paths a few times. I mean, a lot of these guys, you know, I'm pretty familiar with, but, you know, being around the league and playing against these guys, you know, you kind of see guys training or, you know, really off season, you catch up with a lot of people. So a lot of these guys I'm familiar with and like the team, man. A lot of veterans on this team, a lot of ball players on this team. So I'm excited.
Did you mention you went to Subway for lunch? Is that what you're saying?
I did.
So was that like, hey, Mom, I made the Broncos. Subway's on me.
We had to find a meeting spot, and Mom sent you to the Subway, and I've been trying to do the healthy thing. So small country town in Natchez, Mississippi, it's not too many options. You know, you got Wendy's, McDonald's, and pretty much Burger King. So Subway, it takes it. We had to go to Subway and get something healthy and get on the road.
All right, eat right.
How'd you get that number?
Man, it's the first one they gave me. So, I mean, 47, it's a sweet one. It's a legend around here. You know, they rock the number. So if this is what they give me, that's what I got to roll with for right now, and we're going to see what happens. So. If it sticks, it sticks.
Sound legend. You mean
thank you, Steven.
I did. There we go. Thank y'all.
Hey, Steve.